All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shot caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Jubal Fresh.
Yeah, all right. I got the shot caller while I'm putting that on. Jeff, please read me the shot caller question of the day.
When a couple is trying really hard to get pregnant, they'll attempt all sorts of weird tricks to make it happen. Mm-hmm. I know that because a new survey asked thousands of American women to share the strange fertility tricks they used to help them conceive. Some of the most common answers that made the top four included drinking pineapple juice, wearing warm socks during lovemaking, and using reverse psychology by saying, "I don't want a baby," just before getting it on.
Really? That would be hot.
Yeah,
it's like role play.
Yeah. Just the whole time, "Don't get me pregnant. Don't get me pregnant."
But there was one trick to get pregnant that was the most popular answer by far, with 57% of women saying that they've tried it. What is it?
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about... My only reference is things I've seen on TV or in the movies.
Really?
Yeah, because I've never, you know, been trying to get somebody pregnant or...
I will tell you, when you finally decide to have a baby, it is incredibly disappointing how difficult it is to get pregnant.
Like, when you're actually
yes,
trying.
Yes, because they tell you, like, if you look at a boy the wrong way, you're going to get knocked up. Be careful. And then when you go to do it, you're like, what?
Like, this There's is like, impossible.
Wait, how... What is my period... This is ridiculous. My first thought for you is just putting your legs up in the air.
Yeah, okay, I'm not crazy, but the only thing I've ever heard of that I know someone that did was she laid upside down and put her legs in the air.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I've seen that in movies and stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's supposed to work. Who knows? I don't know. I don't think there's any scientific.
Yeah,
no, but there was also that news article not long ago where people were ordering that one pizza, that was supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Like but I think that was supposed to put you in labor, not get you pregnant.
Oh,
dang
that's
it.
Right.
I think that was
right.
What about McDonald's French fries?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
that
what women
I always feel pregnant after I eat those. Read the question more times.
A new survey asked thousands of American women to share the strange fertility tricks they've used to help them conceive. Some of the most common answers that made the top four included drinking pineapple juice, wearing warm socks during lovemaking, and using reverse psychology, saying, "I don't want a baby," just before doing it. But there was one trick that was the most popular answer by far. 57% of women say they've done it. What is it?
I don't know if it's a trick, but all the women, including myself, that I know, like, track your ovulation using an app.
Would that be considered
so that you know when you're ovulating?
That's not really a trick. That's just doing your due diligence. Yeah,
it's confusing because the three examples you give are one is like a physical thing, one's a mental thing, and one's a food thing. So
it can be anything. You could just rub the belly after, like,
get a meth habit.
I think that was it.
They all have baby. Somehow. Like, yeah, crack. That has got to be the best fertility drug out there.
It's crack.
I'll do the, I don't even know how you'd phrase it, but the, like, laying on your back hoping for a pregnancy vortex.
Yeah. Inverted.
Yeah. Laying upside down for an hour.
Pregnancy vortex.
Pregnancy vortex, I think is what it's called, yeah.
A recent survey found some of the most common yet strange tricks couples will use to conceive a baby. Out of the top four answers I gave you, drinking pineapple juice, wearing warm socks, and using reverse psychology, saying, "I don't want a baby," before actually trying. But you had to name the number one most popular answer. Turns out 57% of women say they tried to get pregnant by laying down on their back and bicycling their legs up in the air for at least 3 minutes after doing the deed.
Okay, and ab work too at the same time.
Yeah.
Would that count? Did I get that right then?
Producer
Boyd
air.
Saying no.
What?
Legs in the air. Maybe it's because I didn't get the bicycling part.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, technicality, man.
It's all about technique, Jubal. You have to do the technique exactly right or you ain't getting pregnant.
Well, then I'll start doing that then.
If I'm, no, you don't do that.
Yeah, if I ever decide to have a baby, I'll start doing that after. All right, I got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Work It by Missy Elliott, so I'll sing that before I get shocked. Here we go. Is it worth it? Let me work it. It's a robot singing it. Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. I don't know what she says there. You know, it's like reversed or whatever.
Totally. Wow. Awesome.
We'll see you later. Anything you missed on the show, you can always find it online. Today's show was produced by Steve Wang Chung Boyd and Jeff Wang Yum DeBo. Have a good one. We'll see you later.